This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Mike Schuster. Well, it's a hit. Number one on Amazon.com's bestseller list since its release last week is the book version of the 9/11 Commission's report. They've already gone through one print run and ordered up another one. We asked our reviewer, David Kippen, to look at the bestseller not as a report on our government, but as literature.
The 9/11 Commission's final report elaborately maps out both the interagency feuds that led up to 9/11 and the further communication breakdowns at the scene in New York. Contrary to premature and maybe cynically circulated rumor, the report doesn't read like a thriller. I've read thrillers. Thrillers are some of my favorite books. And to paraphrase Lloyd Benson, this is no thriller. It borrows some thriller trappings, but most of that goes with the territory. It opens with a violent set piece. It flashes back to introduce the individual conspirators. It even ends several chapters on a note of foreboding understatement. But the 9/11 report resembles a thriller about as much as life does, which is to say, only occasionally, and separated by long stretches of necessary but inarguable tedium. What it really resembles is a laudably thorough legal brief. As a result, in both its numbing profusion of detail and its pious avoidance of style, some passing likeness to the work of John Grisham is hard to avoid. But if Grisham is the best thriller writer you can resemble, better to avoid the designation altogether. One laments that the 9/11 report didn't arrive in bill form so that Congress could ratify it by straight up or down vote. Instead, it goes to the White House and the Capitol for additional hearings and then the usual contentious translation into legislative language, i.e., more of the same turf wars that the report itself so unambiguously deplores. The final report never quite recognizes the parallel between office politics before the event and the organizational rivalries right after, but it's there for anybody with eyes to see. Not only did the CIA and FBI hesitate to share information, but FBI Director Louis Freeh eventually wasn't even talking to President Clinton and would only communicate with him through intermediaries. Is this so different from what happened at the World Trade Center between the firefighters and the cops? The silent treatment? Watch your back. They started it. Sweet thundering damnation. Is this 20th century geopolitics or a sandbox? How on earth are we supposed to open up diplomatic channels to diffuse tensions with the bad guys when even the good guys are off sulking in separate corners? Because turf wars kill. That's the overriding moral of the 9/11 Commission's final report. It may be symptomatic of how spiteful and debased our whole political culture has become that this invaluable report arrives with not a hint of who actually wrote it. Maybe the commission thought it would look more bipartisan that way, but it's hard to promote a climate of accountability and transparency when your authorized edition refuses to identify its author. Not everyone who buys the 9/11 report will slog through to the last page. Those who do, though, may find themselves following its fate through Congress with closer than usual attention. And their scrutiny may come in handy, because if America can't transcend petty turf battles long enough to defend itself from and respond to the next attack, well, there's a reason they call it terrorism.
David Kippen is the book critic of the San Francisco Chronicle.